Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tzad. We begin on Amud Aleph. We begin with Tez Demasa that begins with the Gemara. Hoyl v'ru'uyin lamatik hagedera, since it's fit to sweeten the pot. Tez can explain that is it specifically if it sweetens the pot, then it makes it forbidden. That is, we had learned in the halacha of the Mishnah that the difference by Sikha Kabbain. Gemara had a question. We see that the Chizkiya qualified a different Mishnah, that they combine only if they sweeten the pot, and our Mishnah doesn't differentiate. That was the Gemara's question. Now, but from that halacha, that it says, as our taste of masala is going on, taste actually says, it actually should have said in that Mishnah that since they sweetened the pot, not since they could sweeten, because that halacha is talking about that already fell into the pot. And Tez says, "Could appear specific Klagol, like we explained already this idea in Perek Klagol that I involve it out. Really, it's not that it's fit to; that it actually is." Now, additional point Tez brings out is, "Vimtem, if you're going to say, but Hey Chimari, how do we even understand this halacha of Chizki? Meaning, Chizki was the ones that said that they're going to combine the spices because they're fit to sweeten. Again, we said it doesn't really mean fit to sweeten; it means that it is sweetening. But Tez has a different question on Chizki. What's he talking about? And that is, even though in time, if the spices are giving taste, so for the sharminim nami, so why is it only when it's the same type that it's going to make it forbidden? They're going to combine together, even if it's other types that don't sweeten, but it's giving a taste. This should make it forbidden because these are forbidden spices. It's not giving a taste. I feel the minimum taken not only then, even if it's things that are sweeteners, should also not make it forbidden because not giving a taste. Why does Chizkiya say only Min and Matika are going to make the pot forbidden? That's the Tzadik Hashem. What you could say is that Philip Yesh Ben Noisin Tam. Now, even if it gives taste, Shar B'Sham Minim, other types are permitted. Why? It's giving a forbidden taste. Because the Noisin Tam of Gamu, this is being from the Re, because it's giving a taste, but it's creating a deficiency because it's not working together to create a harmony of sweetening. And therefore, although it gives a taste, that's Tam of Gam, and that's not forbidden. The next says the master begins with the Gemara, Meir Galayim ben Mem Yoy. So Tzadik can explain the urine of 40 days. Tzadik can explain that actually there's, one has to understand to resolve a contradiction. Because we said in our Mishnah, if someone takes a urine on Shabbos, so the shear is about how much alone through a small garment. The Gemara says, and we're learning the Brisa, what type of urine? It's until it's ben Mem Yoy. It's that of 40 days, when Tzadik the master has it. Now, the argument actually has it, ad ben mem yem. But Tosis had the gears of ben mem yem. So that says Tosis, no, in gears of this is not an appropriate text. Because the mashma shall cut ben mem yem. That sounds like that it has to be from a child that's 40 days old. And that's the urine that helps for laundering a garment. But if we need the paragish of the Gemara, need the samarbizim and alkabi zain saman mavirim, when it talks about the seven types of detergents that help get rid of the stain, ketani, kalhani, dahachol, miraglam, mentions all the different ingredients over here and urine. And the kabbayah has a Gemara. The Gemara asks regarding that urine, the yellow daimizakin, is that of a child or of an elderly person? What do you mean? But if we're saying over here that it's mavrais, it's 40-day-old child, so what's the Gemara asking? Obviously, it's not specifically of a 40-day-old child. Now, Tais says, v'istigarsi shel mem yoyim. Now, those are the girsab of 40 days. In other words, that it sat around and fermented for 40 days, which Tais says, v'yinir, that doesn't seem to be correct either. Because the Hasan Namitanya, they were learning the Braisa, that it says, v'mir glam shechmitzu, the urine that ferments, the kamech mutzamash is fermentation, and shleisha yom, only 3 days, not 40. So Tais says, v'nir kisvarim de garsi, it would seem like the text of the svarim that say, ad mem yoyim, not ben mem yoyim, but until 40 days, meaning, yet it's only from day 3 when it has to ferment at least 3 days ad mem until 40 days then mavir nice, and then you can use it to remove the stain but within 3 days or after 40 days then it's not going to work, but it doesn't tell us which urine it is. It could be like the Gemara Badir discusses, an elderly person, not necessarily of a 40 day old child. So next says the matzah begins with the Gemara Bayris, what is this? Zahachal, this is sand. She's going to explain, what's the shear of carrying out sand on Shabbos? We learned in the Mishnah, someone takes a burris on Shabbos. His shear is to launder a small garment. So the Gemara initially says, what's burris? That's chayil. Now Tosis is bothered. He says, the although the Gemara previously done payim abeis already siyab b'chol shira achrina, gave a different measurement for carrying out sand, which is kedilit napi kavshal sin, to put on top of a spoon of the plasterers. How could the Gemara entertain to say that burris is chayil, which would be a different shear, which is to launder a small garment? That Rabbi Meir, he says the hasa mayer b'chol shenaisin b'sid. That's the type of sand that you put onto the plaster. Aval hacha ayri b'chol shemalavin b'yisav gadim. Here's a different sand that's used to launder garments and therefore has a different shear. But says Taisus, well, it's from the Gazi Hacha, but according to the text that it says over here, Barza Ahalo, that when it's saying that what's Barza, it says it's Ahalo, Asisha, but that makes sense why there would be a different shear. It's not talking about sand at all. As we continue to the next Taisus in Maslam, Taisus begins with the words of Gemara, Tre Gabni Ahalo. The Gemara says, you're right, what's Barza? It's Ahalo. Aye, where the Barza says Barza Ahalo. Oh, it's two types of Ahalo. Taisus then wonders, then why didn't the Gemara say that originally before either? When it says, oh, it says Chayil, how could that be Bayrus? Why can't you say there's two types of sand? It says Taisus very simply, because the Gemara knew that there are no two types of sand. But says Taisus, the guys, as we mentioned before, there are some Gesvarim that have the text originally in the Gemara. My Bayrus, what's Bayrus? Allah. All of Elfiz Asisha, but now it makes sense. And this is what the Gemara is saying. Lo'im could the Amma make carts like what we said originally, the Barza Allah, and the Trekab Na'Allah. So we're just going back to the original case, and therefore we pick Allah to say that one, because that was what originally said. And we could say there's just two different types of Allah. The next stage of the Master begins with the Gemara, Lo'ifchis Ma'a Kesav. Should not have less than a Amma of silver. Which place is bothered why we value any copper based on a silver Ma. As Tay says, Tim Lari, the Ri wonders, the Leifchis mipruta have a little name. It should say it should not have less than a pruto, which is the lowest denomination of a copper coin. It should have said that when you're being makdish copper to the base of Midrash. Okay, the tiny peric basa menachas, just like we learned last peric menachas that kavov and beis, someone says, Hari Leizav, I take upon myself to bring gold to the base of Midrash. Leifchis medinazav, you can't give then less than the lowest coin, which is a golden dinner. It says, kes of silver, leifchis medina kes, you can't give less than a silver dinner. Copper, which you make even a lower coin out of a pruta, that should be, Taisus Bader doesn't know why we're evaluating the copper in the measurement of a silver ma. Continuing the next Taisus in Asla, as we begin to words of the Gemara, Mikalia Oirev, from that of the crowd chaser. Taisus comes to explain, was this also in the first place of Mikdash? Because the Gemara says, if someone takes upon himself to bring iron to the base of Mikdash, so then it can't be less than the minimum of what they use it for, which is this Amma square of the crowd chaser. So Taisus brings the Ba'aruch, and the Seva Aruch, Be'aruch, in the category of Kol, that word Kol, Perishi explains that Mikdash reached in the first place of Mikdash, Mimnei Reib Kedusha, Shaisabot, because the great sanctity that was in it, Lo Havatzar Kal Yarab, did not require the crowd chaser. Taisus says, well, so that can't be true, because the Be'aruch come in the body of cotton, Daf Tesim Rav, Mukha Behedi, it's clearly obvious, Shahayu Mikdash reached Kal Yarab in the first place of Mikdash, there was the crowd chaser, because the Gemara they discussed regarding Shleimanov. They put the first base of Mikdash, and the Gemara asks over there, Shlomo should have left over something a little bit in the base of Mikdash, which would be for the Kal Ge'ayim. The Gemara says that, oh, that was part of the structure, but one thing we see that the base of Mikdash and the Bayis Rishon by Shlomo Melech had the Kal Ge'ayim, not like the way the Aruch says. Here next says, the begins the words of the Gemara, Hamaitzi Kubas Arechem, someone carries out the peddler's box, Avavishish, we mean him Harbe, although that there's many different types, and the Chayav al-Ach is only going to be liable for one, because, like Rashi says, all one Hoitzah. On that taste is bothered. What's the chiddush? Tame, it's a wonder. The Mai Kamash Malon. What is this? What is it even teaching us? Pshita, obviously. The filibo hates because of hates. Even if it wasn't one act, even if you took it out and then again you took it out in the chaybal office, you'd only be liable for one because it's done in one lapse of awareness. Come on, but cuts of a chaz of a cutzer, like someone that reaps, he cuts and then again he goes and cuts. So koshkim mevas achas, of course, at one time. And as Taisa says, I feel the Rabbi Yosef, the Mechayim believe the Rabbi Eliezer, because of a chaz of a katz, and prepared for Amalei, increased up to his mom enough that he holds in that case, when you did it, and then again, you did it again later on, you'd be Chayim, but that's only because of two different times. But if it's a chaz, treat the potter, but in one act of taking out, of course, it'd be potter. So the Taisa ran down, Ventham answers, says, you're right. The Meir Kugin should not do like Amin Zeb and Skab. It's not talking about just that you did it in one shot, because then that would be obvious. It's talking about that, yeah, he did it in one shot, but then he became aware of one of the types that he had taken out, and he had atonement for it. But then he became aware that, you know, in that box that he took out, he also had another type that he took out. That's a chiddush, even so, he's going to be exempt. It's like one act of Aitzah. So there's only one liability. But regarding had you taken out, and then subsequently taken out, oh, then that could be a separate liability. And if we have to tell you, but since it was one act, it's going to be one liability, even though you became aware of one and then the other one later on. But then Taisus bothered. So the Avgav, the Perek Amitznei, although the Gemara later on, Tzadik Gimel Beis, Tanya brings the Braisa regarding someone that takes that food items in a vessel. So he's chayv on the food items and he's exempt on the vessel because it's secondary to the food items. So we learn over there that if you also need the vessel, chayv afal tigim, he's liable also for the vessel. Mukhla Rav Asher. Rashi explains the case. Shoshogu b'zeh b'zeh, where the person was unaware that he was doing something wrong regarding the vessel, erring on the food items. And what's the chiddush? V'noydelay, he became aware of one. Because of v'noydelay, and then he simply became aware of the other one. And that is a b'fuk d'rabiach v'mishlokish, and it's dependent on machalik d'rabiach v'mishlokish. Do we say yediyas amachalik? Rav Asher holds yediyas amachalik, and there we can mechayev two, one on the food items, one on the vessel. Because although it was one act, but since he became aware of one and then on the other one, so he's mechayev. So that ties his bother. So why is it different than the kubas areichlin? That even though we're saying that even though he became aware of one, he got into became aware of the other one. That you tell me exactly chayv two. Why don't we say over the ideas of machalkus like we're saying in the gemara later on tzad gimel? And that's his taste. No davke bekliva oichlim shabetayche. Specifically, we're talking about the vessel with the food items inside of it. That's where we see from the gemara later on the machalkin ideas that the that's what we say over here that the that we see the from later on the gemara later on tzad gimel that the witness is going to differentiate. But the food items in the vessel, a full kapar se machalik, like our case over here, even the yedis is not going to machalik, so therefore here we have in the kupas areichel different types, that yedis is not going to machalik, that's the chiddush of our mission. Now, Tais actually brings the Beri Motzah B'Yishalmi. We actually find in the Yishalmi that asked this question. The Yishalmi says, Ilu haitzi b'haitzi, what do you mean? If he would take it and take it again, klum mechayim alachas, would he be liable anything more than one? So what do we have to say the chiddush of this case? So the Yerushalmi le'nitzchay elder belezer. You only need it for a belezer. And that is, which I that he says, as we mentioned before, if you cut and then you do cut again, even the one after witness you chayv for two. That's what we have to say. Shalai you shouldn't take it many different types, even in one action, it would be like many different laps of awarenesses. I mean, chayv akolachas va'achas, just like he says that if you did different times, you chayv even one laps of awareness, so two different meaning, and if you chayv in each and every one, that's what the chiddush of our Mishnah is. Pirish. The sugya that if you would have thought to say the minim mechalkin that the different types would differentiate. Kedami Bishu, just like Bishu says some of the concept with Temchulin mechalkin, he says different plates, also separate for different liabilities. That's the chiddush that we're saying that no, that you can have only one. But they said, for me, however, habali lahaski Rabbi Shua, but it should have said Rabbi Shua. Or as the Marshal and the Marshal, they added the words of Taiz, it should have said Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yechayev two for the Telah, even when there's a Av. According to him, you should be chayiv two. That's the chiddush. Said no, you only chayiv only one, because that's what the chiddush of Mishnah come to tell us to exclude from Eliezer, who holds generally that you chayiv two. That no, over here you can be chayiv only one.